Today, his commitment to service will ensure that one of the great heroes of the 20th century will be America's first hero of the 21st century. I am extremely proud to announce that John Glenn of Ohio, the first American to orbit the Earth, will get his long-awaited and much-deserved second flight. At the age of 77, the young age of 77, John Glenn will serve as a payload specialist on STS-95, scheduled for launch in October of 1998. What an incredible day for John Glenn, for Ohio, for NASA, but most of all, what a great day for America. Because the man who almost 36 years ago climbed into the Friendship 7 and showed the boundless promise for a new generation is now poised to show the world that senior citizens have the right stuff. After all, John Glenn is not only a highly decorated Marine fighter pilot, he's not only one of our original seven astronauts, or someone who recently broke another air speed record. John Glenn is a card-carrying member of the AARP. And the work he has done on the aging issue has been invaluable to Americans and people the world over. NASA has known for some time that there are a number of parallels between the effects of spaceflight and the aging process. But NASA believes, and many experts agree, that more space-based peer-reviewed research, like the work John Glenn will do, could help us better understand these aging processes and their correlation to spaceflight. And hopefully, one day that research, perhaps even John Glenn's research, may help older Americans lead more active, productive, and longer lives. But John Glenn's flight will do something else. Anyone who remembers John Glenn's historic flight aboard Friendship 7 cannot help but feel patriotic. It is one of America's defining moments. This will be too, because this is not a flight of fancy. This is a flight for the future. Children will look at their grandparents differently. Older Americans will benefit, and from John Glenn's experiments and John Glenn's example. And Americans of all ages will be reminded that we still have heroes, that this is a nation where we take on bold tasks and take on risk, that this is a place where dreams come true. I had just begun at NASA, coincidentally at the Lewis Research Center in Ohio, when John Glenn had his first flight. I remember how excited I was as I waited with every other American for each and every report. We didn't have around-the-clock television coverage. There was a radio upstairs in my lab, and I ran up and down the stairs all day long to listen to my hero, John Glenn. And I'm equally excited that once again, Americans in the world will look up to John Glenn. I even called my 85-year-old mother last night. She was inspired. She told me, and I'll quote her exactly, what a beautiful man John Glenn is. So it is my distinct pleasure to introduce NASA's newest and oldest astronaut, John Glenn.